This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Skukdash, this is Blue, and this is In Our Own Voices. Today, joining me is Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Blue.
Hi. So how did you decide to get into this project?
Well, when I first heard about it, as a member of the Alliance Fund Board, I heard about the project and was so excited. And then Jenny Gravel called me and said, hey, I hear you do storytelling and oral history work at the university, and you have the Arizona Queer Archives and do work. Would you mind like coming and talking to me about being one of the producers? And I was like, yeah. Like, what I love is having like so many stories, all sorts of different people coming together to kind of create like a bigger tapestry and not just assumptions about what LGBTQ people are like. Now we have so many different stories and we have people that, you know, do amazing things, and it's nice to hear just the everyday stories. And so I'm just so happy to be part of this and hear the stories.
So why is this project, the LGBTQ plus producers project, important to you?
Probably the first thing is that we get to learn how to do it. I think having that practical experience is so important to come into the booth. Like, we're in the sound booth. We know how what buttons to push on the computer. We're with microphones and headphones, and it is the coolest thing in the world. And to think like we're making radio right now, even if it's a little snippet, having this experience goes a long way. And then thinking, now who can I teach about this? You know, get more people involved that we can create our own stories. We don't have to rely on mass media to tell us who we are. We can say it and make it.
Everybody has their own stories.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in your own community? How are you involved?
Well, I started the Arizona Queer Archives and back in 2008, and I've just been collecting oral histories and material collections and really thinking about how do we create a space to preserve all of our stories and all of our items that we might hold on to that reflect how we identify as LGBTQ, like from 35 years of eyeglasses that someone just kept in a drawer to love letters. You know, it goes well beyond just like a coming out story, but it's like everyday desire, pleasure. What does it mean to us? So I feel like the community is just hungry to tell stories and to have their memories preserved.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to keep those memories and even some of the, what do you call it, the legends or even, you know, storytelling is great. Okay, this is Blue again, and this is Jamie that we're talking to here, and this is In Our Own Voices. So we're going to ask another question, one more question here. Okay. So what have you learned so far?
One of the things I've learned is that I'm so hesitant about radio. Like, I've worked in TV and film, video stuff, but the radio part, it's like a very different ball game with a very quiet room. And like, it's, I don't know, it's just different. And not knowing who's hearing what you're saying, like, where's it going? And I don't know. That's the only thing that I'm a little bit nervous about. But
the mystery.
Yeah. And then I'm a rambler. So I'm like, ooh.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah.
But tell the best stories. Okay. Thank you, Jamie, for joining us today. And this has been In Our Own Voices, amplifying the LGBTQ plus community on 91.3 KXCI, Tucson's community radio station.